Radio Prague News.
Political parties in the Czech Republic have been marking International Workers' Day. Over 18,000 people visited the Czech Republic's pavilion at the Expo 2010 fair in Shanghai on its opening morning. And the US has removed the Czech Republic from a watch list of countries it monitors over the theft of intellectual property. Political parties in the Czech Republic have been marking International Workers' Day. Hundreds of people attended a traditional May Day gathering held by the communists at Prague's Výstaviště exhibition grounds. Among those in attendance was Miloš Jakeš, who was General Secretary of the Communist Party at the time of the Velvet Revolution in 1989. The Social Democrats, who were expected to finish first in elections at the end of this month, held a rally at the city's Náměstí Míru Square. Jiří Paroubek was campaigning in Ústí nad Labem, meaning it was the first year he didn't appear in the capital on May Day since becoming party leader. The right-of-centre Civic Democrats also held a pre-election event in Prague, drawing potential voters to the top of Petrín Hill. The 1st of May is a state holiday here in the Czech Republic. Around 100 members of the far-right Workers' Party of Social Justice, which evolved from the banned Workers' Party, gathered at Prague's Náměstí Jiřího Podjebrad Square on Saturday. They dispersed after half an hour after organisers abandoned the idea of going on a march. Meanwhile, an estimated 200 anarchists congregated in the downtown area before moving on to one of the islands on the River Vltava. Police said they had withdrawn extra officers that had been drafted in when the gatherings, which they had assessed as potential flashpoints, passed off peacefully. Over 18,000 people visited the Czech Republic's pavilion at the Expo 2010 fair in Shanghai before lunchtime on Saturday, the first day it's officially been open. The man in charge of the Czech pavilion, Pavel Antonín Stehlík, said attendance had exceeded all expectations. More than 7,000 visitors entered in the first hour alone, and Mr. Stehlík said it was so crowded that organisers had to slow admissions for a period. The United States has removed the Czech Republic from a watch list of countries it monitors over the theft of intellectual property. The change comes following the implementation of a new Czech criminal code at the start of this year. It imposed greater sanctions for the breaking of copyright law and led to an increase in checks on goods sold at markets in the country's border areas. The Czech Republic had been on the US watch list for 8 years. The weather now, we should see rain over the next few days, with temperatures expected to reach around 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find several more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.